Coming up, our second feature on being a good neighbour. But before then, we have news that the Theatre Royal had to be evacuated during a performance, and a local vet's practice helps the hapless Snowy. Then there's news of a summer football tournament, and councillors favour the planned food hub near the city.
The businessman behind the planned food hub on the outskirts of Norwich hopes to start work on the project later this summer after councillors voted in favour of the scheme. Landowner Ian Alston of Honingham Thorpe Farms said he wants to create a cluster of food-related industries which can add value to Norfolk's agricultural produce and encourage investment and employment into the county. Broadland District Council's Cabinet agreed to adopt a local development order, or LDO, for a 19-hectare site near Easton earlier this week, which will allow food-related businesses to build on the land without submitting a planning application if they meet the order's criteria. Villagers objecting to the plan said an environmental impact assessment, or EIA, should have been carried out to determine the effect on the surrounding countryside, although the council's legal advisers said this was not necessary. The request for an EIA has now been referred to the Communities Secretary, which means it cannot now be resolved until after the general election. Mr. Alston said this could mean a delay and extra expense if an EIA is deemed necessary, but he said it would not stop the food hub going ahead.
Hundreds of young footballers have taken part in what is thought to be the largest football tournament in Norfolk. Organisers of a Sproston Football Club's annual summer tournament said 225 teams entered the competition last weekend, and they travelled from as far as Kent to take part on Saturday and Sunday at Sproston High School. The five-a-side competition, which is now in its 13th year, was open to under-7s to under-14s boys and under-10s girls onwards. A football festival was also to take place last Monday at the school for children under the age of 6. Lois Irving, tournament secretary, said, "This is the biggest tournament in Norfolk and the standard has been really high with lots of goals scored." She said the competition even attracted talent scouts from Norwich City, Manchester City and Leicester.
Norwich's Theatre Royal was evacuated during a performance from Strictly Come Dancing stars Ian Waite and Natalie Lowe. Audience and staff were evacuated after an alarm sounded during the show on Sunday, May the 28th. However, on further investigation, it was discovered to be a false alarm. Theatre Royal spokesman Judy Foster said Norwich Theatre Royal was briefly evacuated at the start of a performance by Strictly dancers Ian Waite and Natalie Lowe. The situation was investigated and found to be a false alarm, and the show was resumed within 10 minutes. Our thanks to our audience for their patience and their understanding. The false alarm is thought to have been set off by a smoke machine. The Somewhere in Time tour came to Norwich after performing at the Ipswich Regent Theatre.
The emergency team at Tavram Vets had a sticky situation on their hands when a Labrador puppy was rushed to their care. Snowy the Labrador got himself into a bit of trouble after swallowing a large stick to stop his brother stealing it from him. Staff at Tavram Vets jumped into action upon the puppy's arrival and performing an emergency gastroscopy, a procedure where a long, flexible tube with a camera is used to look inside the esophagus, stomach and small intestine. A spokesman for the Fur-Covert Road Animal Surgery said, "Thankfully for Snowy, vet Helen was able to use the gastroscope to remove all the 24 centimetres of stick from his esophagus and make sure he hadn't suffered any internal injuries. Snowy was back to being his usual bouncy self in no time and was able to return home the following morning."
The mother and brother of a youngster who suffers with a life-limiting epileptic condition will be tackling Britain's highest mountain to raise funds for a charity support group. Rebecca Hughes, who's 12 and from Blickling Road in Aylsham, has Dravet syndrome, a severe form of epilepsy, and she's had it since she was 11 months old. Since that time, Rebecca, who attends the Parkside School on College Road in Norwich, has suffered from hundreds of seizures, including being airlifted to hospital and spending time in intensive care. Her condition also causes mobility problems, and her blood oxygen levels need to be monitored during the day and night through a saturation monitor. Her mother and full-time carer, Annabel Hughes, who's 46, is a trustee of Dravet Syndrome UK and will be one of dozens of people climbing up Ben Nevis in Scotland on June the 17th in aid of the charity. She'll be joined by her son and twin brother of Rebecca, Henry, an Aylsham High School pupil, and the pair hope to raise £750, which is the cost of one saturation monitor.
The second anniversary of a village's dementia support group has been marked with a party. More than 30 people were at the celebrations for the Heatherset group at the village's Methodist Church Hall. Music students from Heatherset Old Hall School performed, and Zena Aldrich, Regional Admiral Nurse for Age UK, gave a talk on the progress made on raising awareness of dementia. David Bills, chairman of the group, said, "It's difficult to believe that it's 2 years since we launched the support group in Heatherset. We are delighted that the Dementia Cafe has proved so successful and shown a need for such an initiative in our community." Mr. Bills also thanked the group's volunteers. He said, "Without them, we wouldn't exist. The group's monthly cafe takes place at the church hall from 10 a.m. to midday on the third Tuesday of each month, and the next meeting is planned for June the 20th.